Firstly, in my primary school, I have many English days, such as twice a week. So we have to speak English whole day, and with everyone we have to use English to communicate. It is memorable because we are not, and the teachers didn't allow us to speak Cantonese in that day, and so we have to speak English, and it is hard for us because maybe we cannot use English fluently in primary school, but in my secondary school we also have English day, but we also have some English drama lessons, so we can keep in touch in English, and we use English in different ways, and the drama lesson is very interesting because we will have some foreign teachers and teach us drama skills, or they may not teach us English, but we have to use English in this drama lesson. We have to act, and we have to use English to finish a drama and perform. And also in secondary school we have English day, but we have to hold the activities such as the morning assembly. We have to hold it and give and perform, such as we have some issue we have to talk about, and at the lunchtime we have some debate with other class, and also we have to use English to hold the activities, such as how to let our schoolmates to use more English and to communicate with others, and then we set up the activities for them, and we also have to take part on different posts and use English in this activity. So this is memorable experience.
Wow, it sounds great. Sounds like you had a lot of fun. What about reading? Do you have a memorable English language reading experience?
Also the book report, or we have SBA, so we have to read a book and talk about what the books bring the message for us, and just like the presentation, we have to introduce this book with our classmates, but it is the exam, so just another reading experience, but the times is not it's not too much, just a few times only.
So how about these days? Are you reading anything in English?
No. Maybe we take MTR and we can look people's newspaper in English. Then we will not really read the newspaper.
Is there anything that might want to make you read a little bit more in English?
If I have interested in it, I will. But now I think English is very difficult. So, and I may not understand the message or the meaning, so I will not.